And now then, we're up for something that's going to take a few minutes, and it's the adoption of the first time since our new bylaws have been in effect that we as a state have actually officially had convention rules. I'm going to turn it over to our first vice president, Gabe Griffith, to DACA to deal with adopting the convention rules.
All right. Thank you, Judy. And as you said, we in our bylaws last year adopted one of the things in there is that at the beginning of each convention, we will adopt convention rules. And with this year having a virtual convention, we had to kind of modify what we had originally envisioned those rules to also encompass the virtual nature of our convention this year. And at this time, I would like to have the reading of those rules for everybody. And Deb, I believe you have the recording for those.
I'm ready to do that right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you'll play those, that would be great.
CCB Virtual Convention Rules 2020. Section 5.2.1 of the California Council of the Blind bylaws requires that at the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. The rules for the 2020 virtual conference and convention are set forth below and divided into three parts: Zoom webinar platform rules, the convention standing rules, and voting instructions. Zoom webinar platform rules and etiquette. Registered attendees may join the convention via the Zoom webinar platform or by listening in on ACB Radio. As used in this document, Zoom webinar platform or Zoom platform refers to the use of a landline, mobile phone, or computer to participate in the convention. If you attend using the Zoom webinar platform, the following rules apply. 1. All participants will automatically be muted when you enter the Zoom platform. 2. Only those participating via the Zoom platform will have the ability to call for the floor or speak to the assembly during the convention. 3. If you are seeking the floor for any purpose, you must raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized. From your landline phone, press star 9. Press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac, and on your smartphone, locate the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen and double tap. Important: the raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter the command a second time, you will lower your hand. The moderator will always lower your hand for you. 4. Asking for the floor. The moderator will alert the chair that someone is asking for the floor. This will result in the chair recognize you, and the moderator will unmute you, allowing you to speak. The moderator will then lower your hand. When you are finished speaking, the moderator will then mute your line again. Virtual Convention Etiquette. The conference and convention is a live event. To ensure a good experience for all attendees, rules must be followed. Anyone not following these rules may be dropped from the convention and could be blocked from attendance. A. Remember, you will need to raise your hand when you wish to ask for the floor. Wait to be recognized by the moderator. The moderator will alert the chair of those seeking the floor in the order hands are raised. B. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to speak, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio, ask others in the room to please stop talking, stop rattling papers, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that background noise is amplified when you are on the air and it is irritating to others. C. The use of foul language, any inappropriate use of the chat box, etc. will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behaviors will be immediately dropped and blocked by the moderator. All convention matters requiring a vote will be handled in accordance with the CCB bylaws, the 2020 convention standing rules, CCB tradition, and the latest version of Robert's Rules of Order. The Bylaws Committee co-chairs will serve as parliamentarians. 2020 Conference and Convention Standing Rules. 1. Each debatable issue before the convention must be limited to approximately 20 minutes with a 2-minute time limit per speaker, alternating between affirmative and opposing speakers. A majority of the members must agree in order to extend debate for an additional period of time. This will be done by using the raise hand feature on Zoom. The moderator will alert the chair if there is a majority. A. Motions to close debate will not be recognized by the chair during the first debate period. After the first debate period, properly made motions such as "I call for the question" or "I move the previous question" will be handled by the chair and voted on by the assembly. B. The chair may close debate when no one seeks the floor. C. Each member is respectfully urged to speak directly to the issue before the assembly and avoid unnecessary and time-consuming dialogue. D. No member will be recognized a second time to debate unless there is not anyone else wishing to debate on that side. E. The chair shall appoint a timekeeper at the beginning of the debate period. 2. Recognition to speak will be given to those members who properly address the chair. Motions that may interrupt a speaker may be called by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, responded to by the chair, and explained by the mover if requested by the chair. Examples: point of order, point of information, parliamentary inquiry, question of privilege, call for orders of the day, etc. 3. Only those members who have registered for the convention will be permitted to exercise voting privileges, either as delegates or individuals. 4. Nominating and seconding speeches shall be limited to 5 minutes per candidate, with a speaking time allocated according to the candidate's wishes. A person nominated for an office more than once shall be given 1 minute for each subsequent nomination. 5. Anyone meeting the requirements of voting membership in CCB in accordance with the CCB bylaws is entitled to vote on any matter coming before the convention, provided that the person's name appears on a chapter or affiliate certified membership list submitted 30 days prior to the convention, or the member has paid their 2020 California Council of the Blind at-large membership dues, and the member has registered for the convention. CCB staff will maintain a list of members eligible to vote. Voting instructions for 2020 CCB Virtual Convention. When an officer or board of directors election is contested, or there is a roll call vote on any bylaw amendment or resolution, a CCB member meeting the voter qualifications set forth in the standing rules will be eligible to vote. Delegate votes will be cast live on the Zoom platform. Delegate votes will be calculated by the CCB secretary and the CCB treasurer. The chair will ask the delegate whose turn it is to vote, as well as the delegate whose turn will be following immediately thereafter, to raise his or her hand, and those individuals shall be unmuted. After a delegate has announced their delegate vote, the delegate shall again be muted and his or her hand lowered. A member will cast his or her individual vote either by calling or texting either of the following numbers: 916-639-9953 or 916-639-9958. These numbers will be announced frequently during the election process. CCB staff will be recording the individual votes. Members will be instructed as to when it is their turn to cast their individual votes based on a last name basis in alphabetical order, which will be announced by the chair. This will alleviate the possibility of everyone attempting to call or text at one time. After the final letters of the alphabet have been called, we will provide additional time for anyone who has not been able to get through to cast their vote. When voting, you must provide your full name in order to establish your eligibility to vote, as well as the person for whom you are voting, or a yes or no in case of bylaw amendments or resolutions. Your vote will still count even if you misspell the name of a candidate in a text message. CCB staff will not disclose how anyone cast their individual votes. Remember, even if you are a CCB member, your vote will not count if you have not registered for the convention. After the votes are calculated, the chair will announce the outcome.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to Guillermo for taking on the task of reading those and having them recorded. He did a much better job than I would have been able to do reading them. So thank you again. And thank you to our bylaws committee and to the conference and convention planning committee for putting all those together. At this time, Judy, do you want to handle any questions on voting or adopting of this, or would you like me to go ahead and...
Why don't you go ahead and do it? You're getting some practice in here, Gabe.
Okay, just wanted to double check. Are there any questions at this time on those rules as we have heard them? And if you have a question, please raise your hand and Deb will call on you as you raise your hand.
I don't see any hands. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry, she just did.
Okay.
Livy? Yep, You'll need to unmute yourself. There she goes.
Okay, you there, Libby?
Okay, there's no one else with their hand raised, and Livy has not unmuted herself.
Okay. Livy, if you're on the computer, you should have a button on your screen, I believe, to unmute. We'll give you another couple seconds here.
I also want to say that Deb knows exactly which order people have raised their hands. So she would do a better job than in person because she knows exactly who raised their hand first.
That's right.
Okay, she is has still not unmuted. So you might.
Okay, I think we're going to have to go
on.
Yeah,
we'll have to move forward. So I guess the order would be at this point. Do we have a motion to adopt these rules as they've been read? If somebody would like to make that motion, if they could raise their hand, and we'll call on you to make a motion.
Yes, John has.
Okay. And is John unmuted?
I am. I move that we accept these rules as read.
Thank you. And if somebody would like to second, may just raise your hand and we'll take that as a second.
Robert was the, Bob Acosta was the next person.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this motion? Again, if you have a discussion, raise your hand. We'll give it a few seconds. Deb, is anyone raising their hand?
There's a lot of hands, but I don't know which of these hands, if you will. If you raised your hand about the just being the first or second, will you please lower your hand and I will take, and I, yeah, that's better. Okay. So there are still some questions and I will take the ones that are still here. But if you are, don't actually want the floor now, then that will help
us.
We're not
voting yet.
Right.
We're not voting yet.
This is just raise your hand if you have,
right.
A question.
If you want to speak to this motion of adopting those conventions.
Okay. Okay. Someone on the phone.
Hello, this is Christine Bailey. I was just trying to unmute, but it won't let me.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
I know, but it wouldn't put my hand down.
Okay, yeah. On the phone, it sometimes doesn't put your hand down for you. It's a little bit recalcitrant, so I know that we will sometimes see people who are done with something, and that's going to happen, unfortunately. So thanks. Sure. That's no problem. All right.
Okay. Do we have another person?
I don't have any other hands.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we'll do at this point then is if you would like to vote in favor of adopting the convention rules, please just raise your hand. So again, it'll be *9 if you're on a phone. It would be Y on a computer, Command Y on a Mac, or if you're on a mobile device, you'll have a button on your phone. So if you just raise your hand if
they're doing
favor
it.
Of this motion.
Mm-hmm. They're doing it.
Okay.
Just a moment. We're still counting.
Yep. We'll give it a moment.
All right. Is this a simple majority or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we have 41 right now.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so. At this point, if you could put your hands down.
I'll put them down.
No, those that were voting
Deb,
yes.
Maybe just mute or everybody. Deb, just mute. I mean, just lower everybody's hand now.
Yep. And then once everybody, Deb, if you could let us know once everyone's hands are down.
All right. All right. There we go. They're sending them away.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone, all hands down?
Down, artists. All right. Down with those hands.
Okay.
All right.
Are all hands down yet?
No, they couple of people keep putting them up. So, okay folks, yes, they're all down. All down. Okay. All good.
Okay. And now just to be official, anyone who is voting no, please raise your hand. If you're not in favor of these, of adopting these convention rules, please go ahead and raise your hand now.
I do have some. Yes, I have three. I have three.
Okay. All right. So if those are the only three, then we'll count those. And if you can go ahead and put your hands down now.
They did.
Okay. And now if there's any abstentions, please raise your hands if you want to abstain from voting on these rules. Do we have any hands up on that?
No, I do not see any hands.
Okay. Madam President, I am very happy to
actually
say
two just raised their hands, so I don't know whether those are abstentions or on to something else.
Okay. Well,
either
way,
they're going
Madam
away,
President,
so I think those were abstentions.
Okay.
So those were
I think they were just accidentals. Okay, so Madam President, I'm happy to say that the majority rules, and we have adopted our very first set of convention rules. And I will turn this
Thank
back
you.
Over to you.
Thank you so much. Well, isn't it time for a door prize? I hear all the yeses out there. Lisa Thomas is going to be our door prize guru, and she has a random number generator and everybody's name. And we have a lot of door prizes this weekend. You can only, and they are mostly, they're $25 gift cards. And you will either be, if you win, you'll be sent, you'll be asked, we'll call you and you'll ask whether you want a physical card or a link. But you'll if you're a winner, you'll get a $25 card. And so, and also I had another thought, but Lisa is going to randomly generate a number. So let's go, Lisa, and give. Oh, you can only win once. That was what I need to tell you. At this particular event, so that we can include everybody, you don't have to be here to win, and you don't even have to be on Alexa. But you do. You can win just by having registered. So, Lisa, let's have a door prize. Our first one.
So our first door prize winner is number 35, which is Curtis Delzer, D-E-L-Z-E-R.
Congratulations, Curtis. And Lisa, since you've gotten such good practice, let's have another one.
Okay. The number is 133, which is Myrna Votta, V-O-T-T-A.
Oh, that's so exciting. This is our friend from New York. So lots of people know Myrna. That's great. Okay, so we have given that prize now. And Jeff, I think it's time for me. And I want to, let me just say here, if we get to a part of our program, say somebody isn't here that's supposed to present or something, we will move on. So everybody should be ready with their piece, even if they think they've got an hour to snooze. So Frank, be ready. Bylaws, be ready. You never know when we may call on you. But in,